herzlich willkommen zum Eventkalender für die kommende Woche. Und da habe ich heute ganz ausnahmsweise einmal nur eine Vorstellung anzukündigen, denn ich habe mit einem der Künstler gesprochen.
During staging rehearsals we come up with, I guess, a way of creating a new emotional journey for the audience as well that is very much allied to the musical shifts in the work. And as a piece of such complexity with so much emotion, I mean, the lighting seems like almost another world for this character to enter. I mean, without giving too much away about what you'll see if you come to the show, the lighting suggests, well, a new path or new options for the performer to explore and gives us a whole universe and creates an internal space where the performance can take place and the emotions can unfold in a different way.
Und zwar mit dem Pianisten Jack Simons, der den Bariton Mitchell Riley begleitet, in einer Vorstellung im Rahmen des Sydney Festivals, die O Mensch heißt. Basierend auf den Gedichten von Friedrich Nietzsche ist von dem Komponisten Pascal du Saint-Pin ein Liederzirkel geschrieben worden, der von Mitgliedern der Sydney Chamber Opera aufgeführt wird und von einer Installation, einer visuellen Kunstinstallation von der Künstlerin Katie Skatikis begleitet wird.
It's interesting. It was commissioned from the Vienna Concert House initially as just a very short song cycle, and what Dussopin ended up delivering to the commissioners was this 70-minute stage work. So it sort of outgrew its original commission. But yes, so it takes the totality of putting all of these poems from a very complex man in close succession is that it feels like you live an entire lifetime in just over an hour. It's an emotionally extremely varied and fascinatingly deep work.
And do you actually sing in German?
Yes, the baritone performs in German, yes. It's very individual German setting. I mean, Dussopin wants it to seem as if it's very natural in its spoken rhythms, but he writes a score to give the performer deliberate difficulty in doing this, so that he has to study the score and he can't sight read it at all. Psychological notation.
Wenn man den Namen Friedrich Nietzsche hört, dann denkt man eigentlich ja an ganz ernste Themen. Ob es sich bei den Gedichten auch um diese Weltuntergangsstimmung handelt, die man dort normalerweise assoziiert, dazu hatte Jack Simons zu sagen.
He's very funny when he wants to be, especially as a young man. There are some poems here that were written when he was a teenager, when he was a little bit more light-hearted. If you can say that about nature.
And yeah, then that's difficult to imagine.
Then poems from the other end of his life when, unfortunately, you know, he went quite mad, but they are some quite extraordinary splinters of life. But it really is a very personal take on, I guess, in a way, quite beautifully, the futility of romanticism, actually. It's quite an anti-romantic piece, and the way that the composer has structured the poems to follow each other gives a sense of Nietzsche as being a deeply contradictory figure where none of his big ideas can stand up to the interrogations of other ideas.
Der Komponist, der Nietzsches Gedichte umgesetzt hat in Musik, ist ja ein Franzose. Er heißt Pascal du Saint-Pin. Ich bat Jack Simons, uns noch etwas mehr über diese musikalische Seite der Aufführung zu erzählen.
Well, yes, I mean, Dussopin is a major French composer, and his style changes from piece to piece in subtle ways. It's still very recognizably him, but the music is a very, in some ways, quite unstable, but also very calm response to lots of the, I guess, more inflamed aspects that perhaps a German composer might bring very seriously to these poems. It's a very left-of-center way of looking at them. It's quite deeply lyrical. There are huge chasms of doubt and hard, brilliant, virtuosic shards of flurries of activity. But he's a fascinating figure to work with. He wants all the music to unfold like an improvisation. He wants it to be, the performance to be so spontaneous, and he writes the piece to be so unpredictable, as if the performers are unfolding it for the first time in front of the audience. And we've been working on it for about 6 months now, and so I think we're getting to that point, and I hope the audience will respond in that way. It's a deeply harmonic language that stands not at all in a German tradition of harmony. It's the opposite of that. It's very in the French tradition of music making, so it's fascinating to see it come in contact with such an icon of German culture.
Stattfinden wird die Veranstaltung in den Carriage Works in Redfern am Freitag, den 22. um 8 Uhr abends, am Samstag, den 23. um 8.30 Uhr und am Sonntag, den 24. auch um 8.30 Uhr.